From Radio K-Man's Newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The latest cabinet post-meeting summary is out. Radio K-Man's Dion Anglin has more.
His Excellency the Governor, Mr. Martin Roper, OBE, chaired the meeting held on Tuesday, October 12th. Cabinet approved creation of the new Equity Investment Output, EI-88, Parliament and transfer of funds from EA-141 to EI-88 in the amount of $243,765 in accordance with Section 11.5 and 11.6 of the Public Management and Finance Act 2020 revision. Other matters included approval of a coastal works permit for Block 80A, Parcel 58, subject to conditions outlined by the Department of Environment's Technical Committee, and approved 2019 and 2020 Human Resources Annual Reports for submission to the Parliament. Cabinet also signed off on several applications for appointment as notaries public. Cabinet agreed to rescind supplementary funding previously granted under Section 11 that had previously been approved by Finance Committee to increase local and overseas scholarships and facilities maintenance and operational school support services, along with approving the Immigration Transition Amendment Act and Commencement Order 2021. Cabinet also approved import duty waiver of all brands of SARS-CoV-2 antigen detecting rapid diagnostic tests, also known as COVID-19 lateral flow test, which were approved by the Health Services Authority of the Cayman Islands or the Chief Medical Officer. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Bermuda-based Edmund Gibbons Limited, EGL, donates $100,000 to the Cayman Islands R3 Foundation to help Cayman's community cope with the hardships brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
According to a press release Wednesday, EGL donated the funds because of its long-standing relationship with the Cayman Islands. Citing an ownership majority of British Caymanian Insurance through CG Coral Isle Group, as well as its shared ownership of Clarion Bank with NCB Financial Group, which has had a long-standing presence in the islands through financial services subsidiaries NCB Cayman Limited and NCB Capital Markets Cayman Limited. The $100,000 Cayman Islands donation was part of more than $400,000 in charitable donations made in the past 12 months in the names of Edmund and Winifred Gibbons, or Edmund Gibbons Limited. An unnamed EGL family representative says COVID-19 brought sudden joblessness and immense hardship to communities in Bermuda and Cayman, and the Gibbons family was heartened to know its philanthropy over the past year helped ease the heavy burden families in these communities faced through no fault of their own. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Brian Hunter, chairman of R3 Foundation, says the generous donation to Cayman's R3 Foundation has been a huge help in providing essential services to those in Cayman most impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The funds have been directed to relief and recovery in relation to the pandemic, providing food, rent and utilities assistance, mental health support, and the training and upskilling of those displaced from their jobs or whose employment opportunities have been limited by the pandemic. Turning to regional news now, efforts to win the return of 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group and a local driver stretched into a fourth day Wednesday, with a violent gang demanding $1 million ransom per person. The group seizure includes five children aged from 8 months to 15 years. Although authorities were not clear whether the ransom demand included them, top Haitian officials said Tuesday. 16 of the abductees are Americans and one Canadian. The Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministry said it would hold a day of fasting and prayer for its missionaries Thursday. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio Cayman's Newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News. Thousands of leaked documents seen by the BBC show many governments have lobbied a UN intergovernmental panel on climate change to tone down a report on the need to decrease fossil fuel use. Saudi Arabia, Australia and Japan are among those asking for goals to be less ambitious days before a key climate summit in Glasgow. South Korea has successfully launched its first home-produced rocket into space, but failed in its attempt to put a dummy satellite into orbit. Despite the setback, the country intends to launch several satellites in the future. The United Nations says it has set up a special trust fund to provide urgently needed cash directly to Afghans following the Taliban takeover in August. It said the aim was to help Afghan households survive this winter. BBC News.